From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The death toll from flooding in the Carolinas is up to 17. All but two are in South Carolina. In the Columbia area, tens of thousands are without drinking water. And as Laura Hunsberger with member station WHQR reports, crews are still working to fix a damaged reservoir linked to the city's water supply.
The flooding caused water in a canal to breach a levee and flow out into the river. The National Guard and the city are working to stop the flow of water out of Columbia's crucial reservoir. They are building a rock dam to slow the current enough to allow helicopters to fill the 60-foot breach. Justin Whitesides, a civil engineering student, came to watch.
The National Guard was filling up sandbags to bring in and drop down in the middle, along with maybe some shipping containers to fill in the void.
Repairing the breach in the levee is critical. If the canal's levels continue to drop, most of the city will be without access to water. For NPR News, I'm Laura Hunsberger in Columbia, South Carolina.
Federal investigators say they're focusing on communications between the captain of the El Faro and the container ship's owners as they look into why that ship sailed into the path of Hurricane Joaquin. The U.S. Coast Guard says the 790-foot freighter likely sank near the Bahamas. It was heading from Jacksonville, Florida to Puerto Rico with 33 aboard. No survivors have been found. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker is in Cuba today for talks on President Obama's efforts to ease the U.S. trade embargo there. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Pritzker's visit coincides with technical talks between U.S. and Cuban regulators, but the Commerce Secretary is not accompanied by any American business leaders. She's still prohibited by the embargo from officially promoting U.S. trade with the island, even though the Obama administration has moved aggressively over the last 10 months to ease travel and trade restrictions. Pritzker toured the port of Mariel, which Cuba is expanding to accommodate jumbo cargo vessels passing through the Panama Canal. She's also meeting with Cuban ministers in hopes U.S. efforts to encourage commerce will be reciprocated by the Castro government. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Havana.
More Russian airstrikes in Syria today, where Syrian troops are battling insurgents in the central part of the country. Human rights activists say this is the first major ground fighting since Moscow began launching airstrikes in Syria last week. Stocks in Asia closed mostly higher today. Japan's Nikkei index gained more than 0.5%. Stocks in Hong Kong added more than 1.5%. Markets are closed again today in China. Authorities in Northern California say they're looking for three persons of interest in the shooting death of a 67-year-old man on a hiking trail. The victim's body was found along a scenic trail about 20 miles north of San Francisco. This is NPR News from Washington. Later this morning, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry is being announced. NPR's Joe Palca has a preview.
The Chemistry Prize is the last of the three physical science Nobel Prizes to be given out. On Monday, three scientists won the prize in physiology or medicine for their work in developing drugs for tropical diseases. Tuesday, the Physics Prize went to two scientists for explorations of a subatomic particle known as a neutrino. 106 Nobel Prizes in chemistry have been awarded since the prize was first offered in 1901. The award amount this year is 8 million Swedish kroner, or about 970,000 U.S. dollars. Joe Palca, NPR News.
A federal judge says Montana must stop using a particular drug in its lethal injections of death row inmates. That's a ruling that effectively halts executions in that state. It means Montana will need to find an alternative drug, or state legislators will need to change the law. District Judge Jeffrey Sherlock says the drug does not meet the standards for executions. A lawsuit challenging the execution drug was filed by the American Civil Liberties Union of Montana on behalf of the state's two death row inmates. The New York Yankees are out of Major League Baseball's postseason. The Houston Astros beat New York 3-0 last night in the American League wildcard game that was at Yankee Stadium. Dallas Keuchel pitched 6 innings for the Astros on just 3 days' rest. The Astros are advancing to the AL Division Series against the Kansas City Royals that begins tomorrow night. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.